You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And from the WISS studios, it's Todd Michaels, the new WISCO Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale, with more Valley Focus.
And joining us today, I have Grayson Seisert and TJ Hobbs, two of my favorite people. They are from Oshkosh Pride, and welcome to Valley Focus.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Oshkosh Pride coming up on Sunday, the 29th of June, and it's going to be at the Leach Amphitheater. I do want to mention something because I had asked you off the air, TJ, about this. In case of inclement weather, you guys actually have a really nice backup plan.
Yeah, that this year we're very grateful to the Oshkosh Arena under its VenueWorks partnership, their VenueWorks management team. So as you all may know, the Oshkosh Arena as a building, as a thing, has had some challenges. Brand new management team this year.
Great team, by the way.
Completely turned around. Yeah. We love them as well. They're such a joy to work with. They're as affirming as can be to the LGBTQ plus community. We met with them a number of times to make sure that they shared our safety ideals and our commitment to being there for our community in the case of inclement weather. That way we wouldn't even have to change the date. We would just pivot to a different venue about a mile away from the Leach. And they're so happy to be on board and opening up their venue if needed for an indoor performance and celebration that day.
So big thank you to Andy Linton and his Absolutely. Team down there. Just great. That's awesome.
That is. It's really great. Now I'm going to talk about, we've had you on before to talk about the things that are going to be going on with Pride, but I want to talk about why Pride, if I can.
I'm glad you asked. Okay. It's been a year, and Grayson, I hope you're going to help me out with this because this is heavy stuff to talk about, and I want to just start by saying I can only speak from my own perspective as a trans non-binary adult who was a kid once, like we all were, but, you know, I was trying to put myself in the shoes of what it's like to be a trans kid in these times and how challenging that has been. And you know, we see the data to back it up that it's just more and more difficult to have good mental health as an LGBTQ plus person right now due to disinformation and political attacks.
And what does a celebration like Oshkosh Pride do for our trans siblings, for our LGBTQ plus siblings? What does it do for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, especially, like, having a celebration is like a huge part of the resistance right now, and showing, you know, our non-binary and trans siblings that you still are one, a person, and you deserve to be celebrated. Like, come to Oshkosh Pride. There is going to be no judgment. There's going to be people who look like you, who might be the same identity as you. Like, this is a time where we really, really need community, and it is a huge act of resistance for the LGBTQ community to have a celebration. It's not just a gathering. It's a celebration. We are celebrating that we are here. We have always been here, and we will continue to be here.
We're very thankful because last year, WISS was allowed to be a part of Pride. We had a great time out there, right?
Oh, it was so much fun.
Grayson, one of the things I asked you and TJ before we went on was, in the last 12 months between Pride last year and Pride this year, as a community, have we made strides to being a better, more accepting community for LGBTQ plus community members?
So I think, to be completely honest, probably before the beginning of this year, I would have said we were making great strides towards, like, Pride acceptance. Like, as a trans person in the community, I thought, like, we were having some great support. We were seeing that. Unfortunately, with the new president, I think we have seen, at least in my own perspective, I'm speaking from my own experience, like, I've kind of seen a regression in support for Oshkosh Pride. Thankfully, we haven't had any sponsors or anything like that pulling out, whereas other Pride organizations have had that issue. And we kind of have seen the silent support. So I think in the last couple of months, we've seen the people who do support Pride out and loud, maybe louder than ever before. You know, you go downtown to get a coffee from New Moon on a Saturday and you see a group of protesters. every single Saturday. I think it's also every single Tuesday and Thursday. Like, we're seeing people out there, and while they're protesting for their own reasons, like, that really is showing us that there are people in the community who support Oshkosh Pride.
Excellent. Now, TJ, I know you wanted to mention a couple of things about what's going on with Pride. Tell me a little bit about what you had in mind.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, a couple of things. I'll try to keep it brief because that's not my strong suit, but I'm working on it. So I'm really proud of Oshkosh Pride. I mean, this is our fifth annual event. We've grown from, you know, a small picnic in a park in 2018 with a couple years off. And then we partnered up with Hope Fridge, the mutual aid org, and we kind of helped each other grow. We borrowed their fiscal host status for a few years as an org. And then in 2024, Oshkosh Pride branched off into its own 501c3, and we've been doing that ever since. We have applied for and received an ARPA grant, which we are grateful for, and that is what the main thing that helped paid for this year's event. So donations we received this year are being allocated towards next year's event, as well as our other operational expenses. But that has also, the ARPA, yes, and then the Basic Needs Giving Partnership grant I wanted to mention as well. So we applied for a grant with them, and that was a grant that we were awarded that allowed us to, in the past year, expand our capacity as an org. So not only support us in, you know, doing all the 501c3 paperwork and board building that we need to do, getting new board members, things like that, but we also have been able to expand to more than just one event per year. So now, you know, yesterday we had a fundraiser at Pioneer Island. Monthly now, thanks to Elsewhere Coffee House on Main Street in Oshkosh, they've been hosting us for our community check-in events, where it's just folks getting together to build community. And all of that wouldn't have been possible without the support of Basic Needs Giving Partnership awarding us that grant.
We've got about 30 seconds. Can you give us some great sponsors who are backing you guys up?
Thank you. And speaking of great sponsors, the Gibson Social Club, we got to shout them out. They're hosting our first ever drag bingo fundraiser in October. First Presbyterian Church of Oshkosh, huge thank you to them for their financial support, as well as their support of the LGBTQ plus community. Oshkosh Arena, we mentioned, under their new management, and WISS Civic Media.
Hey!
Y'all, thank you so much.
What's the website?
OshkoshPride.com.
You got it. More with Mino and the Mayor coming up next. This is Valley Focus on WISS.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.